Chapter 14, The Friend of Children. After the war, the poet's life became peaceful again. He was able to spend his winters at Craigie House and his summers at Nahant. Charles recovered from his wounds. He loved the sea as much as his father did, and he became a famous yachtsman, sailing all over the world. Along with other gifts, he once brought his father a gift of fine tea all the way from China. Ernest became an artist and started his own school of painting. When he married, he moved into a house across the street from Craigie House. The three girls lived at home, looking after their father, while they grew to be young ladies. Edith was the first to marry, but not until after her father was 71. Then he saw his Edith with golden hair wedded to Richard Dana. As the years passed, Henry Longfellow's hair and beard became snow white, and the small children around Cambridge couldn't remember that he had ever looked any other way. Children loved Henry Longfellow as much as they loved his poetry. They invaded his study whenever his daughters would let them. Often a young visitor would come away with a piece of verse written just for him. Even when the poet was past 70, he went out sturdily for his walks and visited Nahant in the summer. Or sometimes his neighbors would see him driving by in an open Victoria drawn by two high-stepping black horses. When he reached 72, the children of Cambridge gathered together their pennies and dimes and gave their favorite poet an armchair for his birthday. The chair was made from the very chestnut tree that had stood by the blacksmith's shop in Cambridge, the one about which Longfellow had written The Village Blacksmith. Of course, he answered the children of Cambridge with a poem, From My Armchair. Am I a king that I should call my own this splendid ebon throne? Or by what reason or what right divine can I proclaim it as mine? Only perhaps by right divine of song it may to me belong, only because the spreading chestnut tree of old was sung by me. After that, whenever a child visited the poet in his study, he was allowed to sit in the armchair, and Longfellow presented him with a copy of the poem. Henry Longfellow looked so sturdy, he held himself so straight when he went for a stroll, and he carried his walking stick so jauntily that it seemed as though he would live to be 100. After all, his parents had lived to be very old. His father had lived to be 73, and Grandfather Wadsworth to be 81. On a chilly March day, though, when he was 75, Longfellow insisted on taking a walk on the east porch of Craigie House. "It is too cold a day for you to go out, Father," said Alice. "Nonsense! I need some air." "Then please wear your fur-lined coat," pleaded Allegra. He allowed them to help him into his coat and button it up around his neck. Then he went out to walk up and down the long porch. The dampness and cold of the early spring day penetrated even through his coat, and later that evening he admitted, "I feel quite ill." Alice and Allegra hurriedly put him to bed and sent for the doctor. Longfellow lay very still, not saying a word, his strength failing a little each day. He opened his eyes once and saw his sister Anne standing beside his bed. She had traveled up from Portland. "Now I know that I must be very ill, since you have been sent for," he said in a voice that was no more than a whisper. All of Cambridge, Portland, Nahant, and Boston, from the youngest to the oldest, waited anxiously for news of their poet. Each day they were told that he was a little weaker, until on the sixth day he passed away. No American poet has ever been loved by more people than Henry Longfellow, and although he is gone, his poetry will live forever. Such songs have power to quiet the restless pulse of care, and come like the benediction that follows after prayer. Then read from the treasured volume the poem of thy choice, and lend to the rhyme of the poet the beauty of thy voice. And the night shall be filled with music, and the cares that infest the day shall fold their tents like the Arabs, and as silently steal away.